This week, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops plans to release a nationwide study of sexual abuse by priests. CNN reported that the study found that more than 4,000 priests had been accused of sexually abusing minors between 1950 and 2002, or about 4% of the more than 100,000 priests who served during the period of the study. The Diocese of Springfield, Massachusetts, released its own portion of the study this past week. The diocese claimed that just 1.6% of the priests who served there during the period of the study had faced credible accusations of having committed sexual abuse. In Springfield earlier this month, Bishop Thomas L. Dupre resigned after two men alleged that Dupre had abused them, one when he was between the ages of 12 and 16, and the other when he was between the ages of 15 and 20. Boston Globe reporter Kevin Cullen has been following the priest sexual abuse scandal. He joins us from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Leanne.
Let's start with the accusations against Bishop Dupre. What was it that prompted the two men to come forward now?
Well, it's interesting because the first person who came forward is a 40-year-old man who lives in California. And he was sitting out in his Southern California home reading a newspaper account of Bishop Dupre, who had become the most vociferous opponent of gay marriage here in Massachusetts. You may be aware that the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts has declared that marriage should be allowed for all people, regardless of sexual orientation. And the church here in Massachusetts, the Catholic Church, has gone out of its way to oppose this, and Bishop Dupre took a very leading role in this. This man, according to his attorney, was outraged. He saw this as incredible arrogance and hypocrisy on the part of the bishop, and it began a process in which he regarded their relationship, which had been, he had not regarded it before as exploitive, but seeing the arrogance and the hypocrisy of the bishop, it made him look at the relationship differently, and he contacted an attorney.
What's been the response from Bishop Dupre?
There's been no response from Bishop Dupre. I found out a couple of days ago that he had checked himself into St. Luke Institute in Silver Springs, Maryland, which is a common place for treatment of sexually abusive priests.
But wasn't it also reported that he's there for a heart condition?
There is no coronary care unit in St. Luke's, so if he is there for a heart condition, they are not authorized or equipped to handle that.
Will the bishop face charges?
Well, if the district attorney has his way, I think yes. The Hampden County District Attorney William Bennett not only said he would encourage the men who came forward to press charges, he clearly wants to. Whether he can is another matter. There are statute of limitations involved here. Yet there's also the intriguing legal issue of the bishop had asked these two men to conceal and to keep their relationship secret. In fact, in 1990, they claim, when he was about to be named an auxiliary bishop, the first step to becoming the bishop of the diocese, he called these men aside in a private meeting and said he would not accept the appointment unless they could assure him that he would keep their relationship secret. So there's an issue there that concealment might suggest that the statute of limitations could be extended.
How has the Springfield Diocese responded this past week?
Well, it's certainly been obviously shocking and disturbing for many people out there because the reaction is that they don't even know, the people that are left behind don't know how to respond because Bishop Dupre just left. He didn't tell them the real reason he was leaving. He told them he was leaving for health reasons, and then they found out about it when a newspaper in Springfield, the Republican, confronted them with the allegations from the mother of one of the two men. So they really did not know how to respond. I talked to some officials there. They said they went through their records and didn't find anything that related to the allegations against Bishop Dupre, but they were told by the district attorney not to touch Bishop Dupre's private files there. And I talked with the district attorney on Friday, and he gave every indication that they are laying the legal groundwork to prepare a search warrant, to seek a search warrant. And in fact, they will be talking with one of the victims on Tuesday. And at that point, they might have enough legal ammunition to go in and seek a search warrant and go through the bishop file themselves.
Every diocese is responding now to accusations of sexual abuse by priests. In general, how has the Springfield Diocese handled this?
Well, their report indicated that they were considerably below what we believe the national average is going to be, which is about 4% of allegations leveled against priests in the United States over the last 50 years. They're suggesting that they were less than 2%. But, you know, the issue out in Springfield, obviously, is the, you know, the district attorney said himself that he doesn't believe in the veracity of the report because so much of it relied on the honest delivery of information and data, and now they know that the bishop who was in charge of the diocese was accused of abuse himself. And Springfield is pretty unique in the United States, in which this bishop assigned a number of people who actually had been accused of abuse or found to have credible accusations of abuse against them, were removed from ministry, and then were placed in positions of authority in which they had access to records. In fact, the person that was keeping the diocese archives for years was removed from ministry specifically because he had abused minors. So the civil authorities, such as District Attorney William Bennett, are very, very dubious of the information they have received from the diocese.
Kevin Cullen is a reporter for the Boston Globe. He joined us from the studios of WBUR. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.